Christmas Eve, always a special, special night, made even more special this year for me by the fact that one of my children is serving as an acolyte and another gave one of the gospel readings. It takes some nerve to stand up here and read before this many people. But I told him that no matter how many people there are, whether 7 or 700, it's the same old story. I'm going to try to remember that tomorrow morning. When there will be likely less than 700 of you in this sanctuary, oh come all ye faithful. There were not many there that first Christmas Eve when the shepherds were in their field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel stood among them telling them that he was bringing them good news of great joy for all of the earth. And though the glory of the Lord shone around them, and suddenly a multitude of the heavenly host appeared. There was a Christmas crowd even then. The sign given to the shepherds to go and to see was far less splendid. A baby born in humble Bethlehem, with nothing but bands of cloth for clothing, lying in a feeder for livestock. Not the most magnificent or auspicious sign for a child supposed to be born the Messiah out there among the poor and the meek and the lowly of the earth, but that is what the angel said. Bands of cloth lying in a manger. This will be your sign. So then, after all of the praise and glory to God and all of the highest heavens that the shepherds heard and saw, after the glory of all of the heavenly hosts shone around them in what no doubt was a cosmic light show that would make even Clark Griswold's house look like just a little nightlight, Still, they knew that they needed to go to Bethlehem to see this little baby boy born out in the barn. I think this is gospel news to us tonight. We who love the lights and the sounds and the show of Christmas, we who love the feel of Christmas in all of its glory, and it is glorious indeed. But glorious and good as all this is, the Christmas message tells us that we can experience it all of the praise and glory of all of the hosts of heaven, and yet still miss the real reason for the season. The babe here on earth. The babe who is out there in the cold and the dark and among the poor and the dispossessed, whose children sleep on straw mats or borrowed couches or in the back seats of old cars, and whose hand-me-down clothes come off our community center shelves. This will be your sign. This is where you will find the Messiah. If you have eyes to see and a heart to believe. And I think of all of the children whose stories have touched my own heart in this past year. And I wonder if maybe it's in them where it is that we might find the Messiah. In the baby I read about, born behind bars and without a doctor in our own county jail. In the asylum-seeking children, taking refuge in the tiny apartment of another asylum-seeking family here in our own church. Or in the young, then 8-year-old boy named Zion, who witnessed the death of his aunt, Tatiana, 3 years ago, and whose story I could not help but recall when the choir sang the words, "Good tidings to Zion," during our Messiah sing 3 Sundays ago. Are these the signs? The children to whom we would be sent to see if the angels were to come once again to us this Christmas Eve? To the same children in the same old story, and with the same old words, be true, sweet little Jesus boy, we didn't know who you was. Or would we have eyes to see and to believe that Christ is truly born amongst the least of these? And they who welcome these little ones in my name, welcome also me, Jesus said. Christmas is a wonderful, wonderful time, and I love it. And I think it is especially wonderful here at Broadway. I love this night. I love the praise and the glory and all of the lights. But I don't want to miss the babe, for he is out there in the world, waiting for us, waiting for you and for me to find him. And in our heart of hearts, we already know just where he'll be and the kinds of people whom he will be with. We know the signs. Bands of cloth lying in a manger. And after all of the carols are sung, and after the heavenly host goes back home, after the lights are all trimmed and the glory dimmed, after the angel has departed, then the true miracle of miracles begins. Go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Go, see, believe. Go, behold, Emmanuel, God in the least of these. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God and mother of us all, and together then all of God's people say, amen and amen.